From New York City, the National Broadcasting Company invites you to hear another concert in its summer series with the NBC Symphony Orchestra under the baton of the young American conductor Milton Kadims. Mr. Kadims will conduct the orchestra in a program including Reznicek's Overture to the Opera Donna Diana, the Suite for Strings in E Minor by Frank Bridge, Griffith's Poem for Flute and Orchestra with Arthur Laura as soloist, and the radio premiere of the orchestral suite Portrait of a Frontier Town by Don Gillis. The applause of our studio audience has marked the entrance of Milton Kadims. In just a moment, our concert will begin with the Overture to the Opera Donna Diana by Emil von Reznicek. Thank you. Following the overture to Donna Brianna, we can take him to the NBC Symphony Orchestra to continue our concert with the suite for strings in E minor by the late English composer Frank Bridge. The suite is in four movements: prelude, intermezzo, nocturne, and finale. Milton Kadams and the NBC Symphony play the suite for strings in E minor by Frank Bridge. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tatum and the NBC Symphony have played Frank Bridges' Suite for Strings in E minor. Our concert will be resumed immediately following a pause for station identification. The freedom of the whole world today depends on the freedom of America. And our freedom is your property. You, as a citizen, have the job of cherishing and protecting it. We must prove to the countries endangered by dictatorships that democracy is the best form of government, that it is stronger and in better working order than ever before. Only active citizenship can do that. Only daily vigilance can protect our American heritage of the rights and privileges of freedom. Don't take them for granted. To many of the world's people, those privileges are unknown. Protect your American heritage so that we may someday make it the heritage of all the world. Milton Katims and the NBC Symphony Orchestra continue our concert now with the poem for flute and orchestra by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, with Arthur Laura, first flute of the NBC Symphony Orchestra, as soloist. Mr. Laura, member of the Juilliard faculty, and formerly first flute with the Metropolitan Opera Company, has appeared with many other symphony orchestras as soloist in both the Griffiths and other works. Our conductor, Milton Katims, and our soloist, Arthur Laura, have just come on stage. In a moment, we shall hear the poem for flute and orchestra by Charles Griffiths. Symphonic and Orchestra by Charles Griffith, the flute solo of Arthur Laura. Milton Cadens and the NBC Symphony Orchestra conclude today's concert with the radio premiere of the orchestral suite Portrait of a Frontier Town by Don Gillis. Written in 1944, this musical portrait describes the composer's hometown of Fort Worth, Texas. After this radio premiere, the portrait will be heard again on June 6th at a complete concert of Mr. Gillis's music in honor of the 75th anniversary of Texas Christian University. That program also to include the premiere of Mr. Gillis's Symphony No. 7, written on commission from the university. Portrait of a Frontier Town, which we're to hear now, is in five movements entitled Chamber of Commerce, Where the West Begins, Ranch House Party, Prairie Sunset, and Main Street Saturday Night. Milton Cadens conducts the NBC Symphony Orchestra now in the radio premiere of Don Gillis's orchestral suite, Portrait of a Frontier Town.
Thank you. Thank you.
Symphony Orchestra have just concluded today's concert with the radio premiere of John Gillis's Portrait of a Frontier Town. The applause quickens as Mr. Cadence, with the flags of the wings, comes forward now with the young composer, Mr. Gillis. is a member of the NBC production staff. Actually, he is producer of the NBC Symphony, the regular weekly concert. Mr. Gillis, Mr. Tatum, is shaking hands now with our concert master. Next week, the NBC Symphony Orchestra will be heard with its guest conductor, Mr. Jacques Rachmaninoff. The program will include compositions by Mozart, Bizet, Milo, and Kabalevsky. We cordially invite you to be with us then. Ben Grauer speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.